Welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Jason Phillips, and I serve as the campus life pastor at our Worthington campus. Today, we're going to be closing out our week on generosity and hospitality by doing a little bit of reflection on one of the best known passages in the Bible, the Great Commandment. This passage is found in the last week of Jesus's life, which we often refer to as Holy Week. Jesus has already made his triumphal entry and cleansed the temple, and now we find him teaching a crowd of people that includes chief priests, Pharisees, and Sadducees. Having just successfully maneuvered through a difficult question about marriage and the resurrection from the Sadducees, the Pharisees try their hand at stumping Jesus. We'll pick up in Matthew 22, 34 through 40. It says this, "Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus replied, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. At LifePoint, we take this commandment very seriously. In fact, you can even find similar language in our mission statement. You often hear us saying that LifePoint exists to draw life from God and point others to him. This passage, the Great Commandment, speaks clearly to both parts of these values. Draw life from God can be articulated in verse 37, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. We are first called to center our hearts on God and to love him as our creator, savior, and Lord. In Christ, we have access to God's presence through disciplines like prayer and the word. We draw life from him as we engage with him relationally and allow him to transform us by his Holy Spirit from the inside out. And point others to him finds its meaning in, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Love for others should overflow from our love for God and his people for us. One way that we can show people the love of Christ is, of course, sharing the gospel. Yet other actions and attitudes towards our neighbors make a huge difference. If we deeply love our neighbors, we should care about their flourishing and look for opportunities to show our care by serving and establishing relationships with them. At times, this will require you to make small sacrifices, like mowing your neighbor's lawn while they're on vacation, or cooking a meal for them when they're sick, or watching their kids for a date night. And other times, it might mean opening up your home for an extended period to someone who's sick, or reorganizing your finances to care for the poor, or reconsidering how your family spends their time to have more margin for the less fortunate. Theodore Roosevelt famously said, "Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care." Thus, being kind and serving others should not solely be a means to an end of sharing the gospel, but a byproduct of the work of the gospel in our lives. If we believe that we are unconditionally loved in Christ, it should lead us to offer the same sacrificial generosity and hospitality in our own lives. So to think about this, we're going to spend some time in prayer as we process this kind of idea. So first, let's take some time to ask God, are there any areas I hold back or compartmentalize in regard to my generosity? Take some time to listen to see what God draws to your heart and mind. And then take some time to confess and repent those things back to the Lord. Next, we're going to pray Romans 12, 2. Lord, help me not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind in regard to how I use my time, talents, and treasures. And finally, we're going to ask God, Lord, give me opportunities to be generous and hospitable this week. Help me to not miss opportunities. Help me to live open-handed and not enslaved to the idols and passions of my modern life. Ask him if there's anything that he'd like to reveal to you today. And finally, we're going to take some time to reflect on a few questions. You can do this right now during this DriveCast, or maybe take some time to just think through these by looking at it on the devotional notes page. Some questions to consider. Think about the thing that you hold most dear. Imagine what your response would be if God asked you to sacrifice that thing to be more generous or hospitable to those with need in your church or community. Consider, how am I cultivating genuine relationships with my neighbors? In what practical ways am I extending hospitality to my neighbors through my actions and attitudes? Do I actively look for opportunities to serve and care for their well-being? Another question might be, what might it look like for me to be open my home, finances, or time more generously to those who have need? And finally, a last thing to consider, am my generosity toward others authentic, and is my generosity toward others authentic and rooted in God's love, or does it sometimes feel forced or self-serving? So as we close out this week on generosity and hospitality, I hope you'll take the time to think through those things as we consider the hospitality and serving practice. And we look forward to coming back together next week with our next discipline. Have a good rest of your week.